From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. House passage of the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act led to a slew of farm groups praising the action. The $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure package includes $550 billion in new spending. National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue says the historic infrastructure bill addresses the critical infrastructure needs of family farmers, ranchers, and rural communities. American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall says investments in physical infrastructure like broadband will be critical for agriculture in bridging the digital divide. Emerging leaders in agriculture have a new opportunity to get next-level leadership and professional development training specifically focusing on animal agriculture. It's called Advanced Training for Animal Agriculture Leaders, a program created and sponsored by the United Soybean Board and the National Institute for Animal Agriculture. The 16-month program focuses on four areas of development: critical thinking, leadership development, connecting and relating skills, and operational excellence. A bipartisan group of governors asked the Biden administration for guidance on an action that could expand fuel sales containing a higher ethanol blend. The letter was sent after an appeals court struck down a 2019 ruling that allowed year-round sales of E15. The seven governors point out that a section of the Clean Air Act allows governors to effectively request from the EPA that E15 be sold in their state year-round. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.